The question today is, what was behind the manifestation of the Lord in the Scripture? And it's true, there must be something behind or cause of the Lord manifesting Himself, because He must manifest Himself for there to be a physical deliverance or a spiritual deliverance in some way, somehow, in some form. And so we said that I know He's the omnipotent God. I know He's the omnipresent God. He has all power and He's everywhere. But there still must be a manifestation for you to be saved. There must be a manifestation for any healing, because He's the great physician. There must be that manifestation. So what's behind that? Now, as we've looked, this is part number 4, by the way. And as we've looked at this already for 3 times in these broadcasts, let me ask you a question again. What was behind the manifestation of the Lord in the Scripture? Is it the crying, like the children of Israel cried and got delivered, of course, from the children of Israel out of Egypt, out of bondage? Is it like Bartimaeus cried and was delivered, of course, healed of his blindness? Was it fasting like Nineveh, the king of Nineveh, required a fast and God gave them extra years or did not judge them like He said He was in 40 days? Was it the faith that those men who carried the paralytic up the housetop and let him down at the feet of Jesus? We know that He saw their faith and He manifested Himself. Is that what's necessary? As I said, some say it's singing and praising like Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, that was surrounded by and outnumbered by the enemy, and yet the Lord said, sing some praises and praise the Lord. Sing some things and praise the Lord. And when they did, the Lord manifested Himself and killed all of His enemies and took 3 days to gather the spoil. Others say just the preaching, and Philip preached at Samaria and revival broke out. And the Lord manifested Himself. And then some say the praying. And we know on the day of Pentecost they were in one accord. And they were up in the upper room. They were praying at that time when the Holy Spirit came down. And 3,000 were saved that day after Peter had preached, of course. And so as a result, there was the praying that day. And then some say you got to continue. That's what you've got to do. Just continue in His Word. As John chapter 8, verse 31 and 32 said, if you continue, you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. That means there will be a manifestation of the Lord for something in your life, whether it's physical or whether it's spiritual. And then you realize something. We use as examples of that woman with the issue of blood. In other words, she continued till she got to the feet of Jesus and touched His garment. And then there's the man at the pool of Bethesda for 38 years, been crippled. He stayed there. He stayed put. He didn't drop out. I wonder how many times we've almost ready to see something and see a manifestation of the Lord and we give up. We need to stay put, continue. The woman who didn't take no for an answer, the Syrophoenician woman. In other words, she was a Gentile and seemed the Lord stiff-armed her and wasn't going to have anything to do with her. Even though she cried out and had faith, she still continued. And the Lord manifested Himself and healed the daughter. And then we saw others in the Scripture in which there was nothing recorded behind the scene of His manifestation. For instance, the maniac of Gadara, who had 5,000 demons cast out of him into 2,000 hogs. The Lord manifested Himself, and there's no specifics listed. Zacchaeus went up the tree, climbed the tree, nothing mentioned more than that. But the Lord came by, looked up, and manifested Himself and saved him. Then the man born blind in John 9, he was sitting there just begging for alms, and Jesus passed by. I know the Lord knew all about that, but He manifested Himself to him, healed him, and came back after he's kicked out of the synagogue and manifested Himself to him for salvation. And then the woman at the well, he just simply said, I must needs go through Samaria. Nothing is recorded there to tell why she about her salvation experience. And so we ask the question again, what was behind the manifestation of the Lord in the Scripture? Was it the praying? Was it the crying? Was it the fasting? Was it the faith? Was it the singing and the praising? Was it the preaching? Was it the giving thanks? Was it the continuing? Well, we look at all these things. It just lets us know there has to be a common denominator. Are you listening to me? You see, in math, before you can add fractions or subtract fractions, you have to have a common denominator. So what is the common denominator behind all the manifestations of our Lord? I can tell you what it is. Are you listening? It's the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. He is the common denominator. He has to be on the scene and has to manifest Himself. He's got to be there. Not in His omnipresent presence, but He must show up. And even in our churches today, He must show up. Not visibly. I'm not talking about a statue of a 90-foot Jesus, but He must show up as the common denominator before there will anything occur. And by the way, He'll not show up till our hearts get to the right place, our motive is right. We can cry all day long, and we can hear all the preaching we want, but until our hearts get to the place, it's time for Him to show up and do a work in our heart. He'll not call us unto salvation till that time. He has a time for all things. It's His work. And you know something? He will be on time. His time I'm talking about. And He always has been on time. Never has He been late. You realize in Galatians chapter 4, verse number 4, the Bible says this about Jesus, and it seemed like they were looking for the Messiah for maybe, I don't know how long exactly. Well, all the way from Genesis, that's almost 4,000 years, right at 4,000 years. And the Bible said, but in Galatians 4, 4, when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law. In other words, it's a fullness of time. So in every one of the instances we've used in these last four broadcasts on this question, in every one of these instances given, when the Lord manifested Himself, there were more things behind the scenes than what I mentioned. In other words, even though they were seeming to be, that they were just the major themes and something we wanted to take point, because there's so many people today want to deal with things and want to bring up this, and they think they've got the answer. We just got to shout the power of God down. We got to pray the power of God down. We got to preach it down. We got to do this. We got to do that. Well, I want to say this. You take the praying, for instance, before Pentecost. What does the Bible say about those 10 days that they spent? Well, we look at the Scripture. We go back to the book of Luke 19, and we find Jesus as He went out there on the Mount of Ascension and was about ready to leave out to ascend. The Bible said in Luke 19:3. It's in Luke 24:50 is where I want to be. He led them out as far as Bethany, and He lifted up His hands and blessed them. And it came to pass, while He blessed them, He was parted from them and carried up into heaven. And they worshipped Him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And when they were continually in the temple, praising and blessing God, amen. That's the end of the book of Luke. Now, here for 10 days, what were they doing? Somebody said, oh, they had a 10-day prayer meeting and prayed the power of God down. Well, that's not so. That's really not scriptural. They did pray those days that they were there, but they were said they were seen continually in the temple and praising and blessing God. They were rejoicing. They were back and forth from the upper room and in the temple. In other words, they didn't have a 10-day prayer meeting as we've been taught. They were continually praising and blessing God. Now, they didn't pray the power of God down, as we've been taught. Why? Because the Lord had promised to send the Comforter, the Holy Ghost of God. The Bible said in the book of John, chapter 14, verse number 16, as Jesus was in the upper room getting ready to go to the Calvary, go to Gethsemane and then Calvary, He gives them some words of comfort, and He said this to them in verse 16 of John 14, and I'll pray the Father, and He shall give you another Comforter, that He may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth Him not, neither knoweth Him, but ye know Him, for He dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. In other words, God said the Spirit's been around all this time, but there's coming a day He's going to come. Another Comforter, and that's another of the same kind as I am. I'm fixing to leave, but I'm going to send you another. Now, He went to the Gethsemane, He went to the cross, He was resurrected, and for 40 days He was seen and dwelt with the disciples, but yet the Holy Spirit had not yet come. And so therefore, when He went out there in Luke chapter 24, went up the mountain, and was about ready to ascend, He told them to tarry in Jerusalem. That's all the instructions He gave him. Stay put in Jerusalem. No, go back to Galilee. Stay here until you be endued with power from on high. And therefore, just before He ascended, this is what He said, what's recorded in the book of Acts chapter 1, verse 4 and 5. He said there, and being assembled together with Him, He commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith He, ye have heard of Me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. Now, they didn't know when that was coming. They just had a word from God to stay put. In other words, stay put. Now, they went into that upper room, and they prayed. Sure, they prayed, and sure, they rejoiced. But they were seen rejoicing in the temple at day after day after day for those 10 days. But during that time, sometime, Acts 1 says they had a business meeting as the local New Testament church there, and they elected another apostle to take the place of Judas Iscariot, who had fell from the office of apostleship. He didn't fall from grace. He didn't fall from salvation. He never was saved. And as a result, he fell from the office of apostleship, so they chose Matthias. Now, whether or not that business meeting was right, I don't know. I can't tell you. Some say it was wrong. But the thing about it, they wasn't praying all those 10 days. They didn't pray the power of God down. But the Holy Spirit came right on time, as God said. In other words, it's His time. It's God's time, as He had promised, as He had said it would do. And He is with you and shall be in you. And on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Ghost took up His abode in every child of God. And since that day, everybody who's saved, the moment they're saved, they have the Holy Ghost living inside who takes up His abode. Now, you see, we just need to do what we know to do at the time. These 9 things, whether it's fasting, whether it's praying, whether it's praising, whether it's being thankful, whether it's being continuing, all these together we need to do them, or crying out, or exercising faith. We've got to do all of them as the Lord directs, as it's His will. But when the Lord manifests Himself, and I didn't say if, because when carries a promise, means He's going to do it. And we sure do need Him to manifest Himself in our churches today across this country. America needs Him to manifest Himself. But when He does, and I'm looking forward to Him doing it, I don't believe He'll do it nationwide revival, but there'll be some churches who've taught and practiced truth and preached truth, and He'll manifest Himself in those churches, but it'll be in His time for His glory. And when He does it, we'll not be able to say, look what I've done. I fasted, I prayed, I prayed the power of God down, I preached, and I'm the preacher of this thing. No, He'll get all the glory, and that's the way it should be. So just do what you know to do at the time, and He'll show up right on time. He'll manifest Himself to you, for whether it be for a physical deliverance or for a spiritual deliverance. And whatever it is, you'll have to say, even if you fasted, you'll cried out and prayed and exercised faith or whatever it was involved, you'll have to say, He enabled me to do it. To God be the glory. Well, folks, I want to tell you, I know that some say, well, you've got to seek the Lord. And that's true, you've got to seek the Lord. But seeking don't save you. Seeking gets you to the end of yourself, where that the Lord will manifest Himself to you. And when He manifests Himself to you, He'll call you with the effectual call, and that call will be capable of producing the desired effect. Just do what you know to do at the time, and He'll show up right on time. And when He does, He'll get all the glory, and we'll just praise Him for it. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.